Hello everyone, welcome back to our channel, What's New This Month. This time, in the field of trademarks and anti-fair competition, 今日头条 today's headlines in Chinese versus 今日油条 today's Frito sticks in Chinese lost the first instance. The court rules not constitute trademark infringement or unfair competition.Recently, with regard to 今日头条 today's headlines versus 今日油条 today's Frito sticks, trademark infringement and unfair competition dispute case, the first instance judgment was made. The Guangzhou Intellectual Property Court found in the first instance that 今日油条 today's Frito stick did not constitute trademark infringement of 今日头条 today's headlines, nor did they constitute unfair competition.After the first instance judgment was pronounced, the plaintiff appealed, and the case has now entered the second instance stage. As early as 2020, 今日油条 today's Frito stick breakfast restaurant opened by Henan today's Frito stick catering management company limited, hereinafter referred to as today's Frito stick company.Became popular on the internet, causing a lawsuit filed by Beijing Douyin Information Service Company Limited, hereinafter referred to as Douyin Company, which 今日头条 today's headline belongs to. Douyin Company is the trademark owner of the four registered trademarks, including 今日头条 today's headlines, 头条 headlines, etc.Douyin Company sued that the above-mentioned four registered trademarks were widely known to the relevant public before the alleged infringing act occurred, and requested the court to recognize the trademark as well-known trademarks. Today's Frito Stick Company opened breakfast restaurant to sell Frito Sticks, soy milk, and other foods, and they use a large number of logos such as 油条 Frito Sticks, and 今日油条 Today's Frito Sticks on restaurant signboards,menus, food packaging, restaurant decoration, employee clothing, WeChat public accounts, website, investment, promotion, advertisement, and exhibitions, etc., which infringe the Douyin Company's trademark rights and constitute unfair competition. As such, Douyin Company requested the court to order today's Frito Stick Company to stop infringement and compensate for the economic losses and the reasonable litigation expenses,totaling $287,410. After the hearing, the Guangzhou Intellectual Property held that the accused logo and the registered trademark involved in the case did not constitute the identical or similar marks in terms of composing characters, meaning, color, and other constituent elements, and the relevant public could easily distinguish with an average level of attention. The existing evidence failed to prove that the Frito Stick company had the intention to confuse or had caused actual confusion among the public. So today's Frito Stick company did not constitute ordinary trademark infringement. In addition, the court also pointed out that the word used in the registered trademark involved in this case, that is, 头条 headlines, and 今日头条 today's headlines, were common words, and the use was inherently weak in the field of news and information industry. The allegedly infringing logo and the registered trademark involved in the case were used in completely different markets. Douyin Company had no practical interest in the catering field,And the two parties did not have direct or indirect competition in the market. Today's Frito Stick company did not weaken, defame, or uglify the well-known trademark, nor did they improperly use the reputation of the well-known trademark. Therefore, even if some of the trademarks in registered trademark involved in the case can be recognized as well-known trademarks, today's Frito Stick company does not constitute the infringement of well-known trademarks.Therefore, the Guangzhou Intellectual Property Court dismissed all of Douyin Company's claims in the first instance. In the field of software copyright, Kingsoft Office awarded approximately $1,437,029 in compensation to Foxy Software in the first instance of a PDF software infringement dispute.The protracted litigation dispute between Foxy Software and the Kingsoft Office has made new progress. Recently, Foxy Software issued an announcement on the progress of the litigation, indicating that Kingsoft Office and the Zhuhai Kingsoft Office Software Company Limited were ordered to immediately stop the infringement on the effective date of the judgment apologize and compensate Foxy Software for economic losses and reasonable expenses incurred to stop the infringement, totaling approximately $1,437,029. According to the announcement issued by the Foxy Software in January 2022, the company found that at the end of 2019 that 35 Itsuba software released on Kingsoft Office official website, Itsuba's official website, and third-party download website used the Foxy's PDF technology to realize the function of export PDF document format on Itsuba. Accordingly, Foxy Software filed an above-mentioned lawsuit with Fuzhou Intermediate People's Court of Fujian Province. In the field of model cases, 2022 IP enforcement model cases announced. On the occasion of April 26, World Intellectual Property Day, the State Administration for Market Regulation announced the model cases of IP enforcement in 2022. The cases covered trademark infringement, bad faith trademark applications, counterfeit patents, infringement of exclusive rights of Olympic symbols, and other fields. The second news in the field of model cases, the Supreme People's Procuratorate published a model case of intellectual property protection by procuratorial organs. Recently, the Supreme People's Procuratorate released the model cases of intellectual property protection by procuratorial organs. The types of cases include trade secret infringement cases, copyright infringement cases, counterfeiting registered trademark cases, and administrative dispute appeal cases involving trademark rights. In the field of statistics, according to State Administration for Market Regulation, last year, a total of 44,000 illegal cases, including trademark infringement and patent counterfeiting, were investigated and dealt with. On the morning of April 26, the Information Office of the State Council held a press conference on the annual report on China's crackdown on infringement and counterfeiting 2022. Relevant personnel of the State Administration for Market Regulation disclosed that in 2022, the State Administration for Market Regulation carried out the iron fist action to investigate and handle cases in the field of people's livelihood and increased administrative law enforcement in key areas and regions with frequent public feedback, hot public opinions, and frequent infringement and counterfeiting, where the State Administration for Market Regulation investigated and handled a total of 44,000 illegal cases, including trademark infringement and patent counterfeiting, with a total involved amount of approximately $232.8 million. That's all the news happening last month. See you the next time.